Let's take a closer look at the TR-447 form. For learning purposes, we've divided the form into three sections to help you better understand its components and what is required of you as an inspector. First, you will be asked to identify the material being sampled. You can reference Publication 2, the Project Office Manual, and the back of the TR-447 form to determine the correct values. These entries include the material code, material class, S-class, and the aggregate usage listed in Section 703, Table D.